Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Caring for an aging parent or spouse presents tough challenges, but you are not alone. Angela Hopkins, Master Level Social Worker at Vanderbilt Home Care Services, will discuss the benefits of a caregiver support group. Angela, what is a caregiver support group?
Caregiver support groups are excellent resources that help you see your situation's not unique, and you're certainly not alone in your feelings as a caregiver and your experiences. Just as important, you can use them as a resource to find others as yourself who've struggled with the same problems that you have and are looking for answers and support.
How would a support group run?
They're typically run in an open format, but there are agreed upon rules and expectations. Usually there's very respectful atmosphere of understanding each one is in a support. It's not one-on-one psychotherapy,
okay.
For instance.
That's good. What makes a support group effective?
An effective caregiver support group must have a competent and credentialed professional leading, such as a degreed social worker, for example. Another important factor to look for is a group that's been in existence a long period of time. Groups not running well will tend to dissolve quickly, and a well-run group constantly attracts new members. Another factor is a caregiver support group with clear goals and an overall focus of the group's purpose, as well as understanding who the group's for.
In most of my day, if I'm working and caring for a loved one, it's consumed with just the everyday life. Would you recommend an online support group?
You know, there's many kinds of caregiver support groups, and it's important to find that one that does fit you.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure it's a credentialed source and a trusting website.
Right.
Caregiver online support groups are usually not moderated.
Mm-hmm.
They're not personal.
Right.
So that's to be taken into consideration.
Uh-huh.
And also, confidentiality should be a concern.
Right.
When online. But whether it's time constraints, difficulty finding care for your loved one in your absence, these things are factors in deciding an online support group, which might be your answer.
Right. Just to be able to talk to someone else that's dealing with it, it really probably doesn't matter which way you do it.
Exactly.
As long as you're talking to someone.
Exactly. I have a caregiver right now who cares for herself and her husband,
mm-hmm.
and her only means of support because of that dual role that
right.
she's filling has been online. That's been the answer for her.
Why is it vital for me to attend some type of support group?
Well, touching upon earlier what we said about caregiver burnout, it's so essential to
mm-hmm.
take care of your well-being as
right.
a caregiver. A caregiver group can be an extremely powerful coping method to consider for yourself while you're on your caregiving journey. You must love yourself in order to care for someone else in return.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.